Opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
Hi, it's Stephanie White from LouisvilleFamilyFun.net, and here I am on Louisville.am for my Friday podcast. I'm going to tell you about a specific family fun option in nearby Indiana that a lot of Louisville families trek to every summer. And I was surprised recently when I put something on the Louisville Family Fun Facebook page when I turned it on the readers and asked them some questions about Holiday World. They were very engaging and gave really good tips. And so I said, this should be a whole podcast because there's a lot of expense that goes into taking a trip to Holiday World. So I wanted to make sure that I give my take on it after my recent trip out there with my family. And also since there was such a big response on Facebook from people wanting to share information about their trip so that everyone can make the most out of their day at Holiday World. So, like I always do here on the Louisville.am podcast, I try to look for things and that families need to know in the Kentuckiana area and share with you my opinion, what I think is my trusted opinion about what there are to do here in Louisville. And one of the wonderful things about Louisville is that there's so many things to do within the city, but then if you do want to do a little excursion, there are a lot of options within a very reasonable driving distance. So Holiday World is one of those things. Since we don't, I know where there was a big announcement recently that Kentucky Kingdom is opening up in 2014, which is really exciting in terms of for those people that love amusement parks, that it's going to be so convenient, located in the fairgrounds in the heart of Louisville. And that it's reopening, that space is going to be used, and it's not just going to be an eyesore anymore of, you know, rundown roller coasters. But Holiday World is another option, and it is in Santa Claus, Indiana. It is out 64, so if you literally just from anywhere in Louisville, you hop on 64 and you just drive about, say, I don't know, 70 miles, a little over an hour, you will hit an exit that just says, Holiday World, get off. And so you get off this exit, I think it's 63 in Santa Claus, Indiana, and there's a little gas station there, a McDonald's, some Subways in case you're wanting to pick up a snack. But then you literally make a left and you just drive about 7 miles and you will hit Holiday World. And this attracts people because they have a heavy marketing here in Louisville to get people to go out there. They always talk about their free soda and their sunscreen, and just it is going to be the closest, since Kentucky Kingdom is not open and Six Flags and stuff until next year, it is the closest amusement park, and people love that. They love the thrill of the rides and all that stuff. Now, I have not gone in the past because, you know, with all those rides, you have to be a certain height. So I wanted to wait until my children were old enough to really experience most of the things that they would want to do. And so my son just hit the magical height of 48 inches. So I said, this summer is it. We're going to go to Holiday World and check it out since he's 48 inches, because once you hit that, you can go on some of the bigger rides. And I didn't want to take him there when he was shorter and have him see rides that he wanted to go on and he couldn't go on. So we decided that this year was the year to go to Holiday World. So we just recently went in late June 2013, in case you're listening to this further down the road. And it was a really, really fun day. Now, I was back and forth making the decision to go because this particular month in the Louisville area, we've just had a lot of rain in the afternoons. And I didn't want to say, okay, we're going to go to Holiday World. We have these tickets and we're going to go to Holiday World and it's going to get rained out halfway through. I want to make sure you're going to spend that much money. You're going to have a great day. So let's just talk about that. I was lucky enough, you know, I signed up for like a text club with one of the local radio stations, and it was a Q1031. And I got a text one morning kind of saying, hurry, quick, limited quantity available, half price, Holiday World tickets. And I have not seen that steep of a discount on Holiday World tickets over the course of the time that I've been here. And let me just tell you, on Louisville Family Fun, I'm always looking for the deals and discounts so that I can tell the readers. So, because you can have more family fun if it's cheaper, better if it's free. But of course, Holiday World's not going to be free. So anyway, I went ahead and snatched up four of those tickets, knowing that sometime this summer that we would go. So we had these tickets. We paid half price for them, which was still about $100. So, you know, it's not still not cheap. But if you're going to go with like a family of four, your standard way that we price things and stuff on Louisville Family Fun in kind of like four packs to give you an idea, you're going to pay, if you just, the general admission, if you just show up and you just pay with the set prices with no discounts, it's $45 general admission for adults. But then they have some smaller prices, like children two and under, they're free. And they're free because there's not as much that they can do. So they're in free. But then anybody under 54 inches, that's kind of, you know, the younger kids or even a senior, they're $36.95, about $37. So, you know, it's going to cost you about $150, $200 to go with your family when if you have multiple kids. And so it's really, it's an investment in a fun day to do a special trip. So, you know, we searched for when the weather was right and we went for it. So I would encourage you to explore your pricing options on tickets, because I have seen discounts for Holiday World all over the place. It is cheaper if you buy them online in advance, and that is helpful because when you get there, you'll be able to just go in and get your tickets scanned versus having to wait in line to buy tickets. I've also seen discount tickets that you can in magazines or in flyers that come home in coupon booklets. I've also seen them in places like Kroger, where you can buy them at a discount. And I remember a while back asking Holiday World via one of the social networks what was the best option for discounted tickets. And they have they indicated that Kroger did have a really good discount option. They also have discounts for veterans and military personnel and stuff like that. So check out your discounts. Also be aware that if you do, there's definitely enough at Holiday World and Splash and Safari to do 2 days. So you want to make sure, if you're going to go, and this is your big trip, you know, say you're not going on a vacation this year and you're going to go to Holiday World, you're going to stay overnight somewhere, you do, the next day ticket is significantly cheaper than the first day ticket. It's $27 to come back the next day. They also do group rates. So if you're going with a group, you can check that out. Anyway, that's the pricing. You're going to invest some money to go see this park. But when you think about it, you know, if you're not going to Disney World and you want that feel of taking your kids somewhere, comparatively, it is relatively close in terms of guests and getting there. And you're going to get, your child is still going to get that big hoopla of the touristy amusement park with all the rides and all of the shows and things like that. So there, everyone's going to have fun. So let me tell you about our trip to Hollywood. We arrived right when it was opening. And remember, Holiday World is in Santa Claus, Indiana, so it is central time zone. So you want to remember that when you are planning your trip, because you could lose an hour or, you know, get there an hour early if you're not paying attention. So we got there central time right when it opened at 9 a.m. The parking lot was filling in. They had all sorts of attendants directing the parking. Getting there in and parking was very, very easy. Then we just followed the droves of people. We had to go through a bag check. You're not allowed to bring in any outside food and stuff like that. So they check your bags. And then you just walk under a tunnel and bam, you're there at Holiday World at the entrance. We had our tickets already, so we just got through the scanner. I did notice that the line to buy tickets was a little longer. So it is great to have your tickets in advance. So we went through there and then we immediately picked up a map. Now I had went on Louisville Family Fun on the Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Louisville Family Fun, all one word. And I asked readers, I let them know I'm going to Holiday World for the first time. So tell me some recommendations. Give me some tips. My kids are 4 and 6. What are some things? Where do I eat? What's the deal? I want to plan my day. I don't want to just drop myself in there and walk around aimlessly. So they gave me some really good tips. So I picked up a map and I followed some of their tips as well, that right when you walk in, you can rent some lockers. Now the lockers are really, really helpful if you know you're going to be going on rides with your kids. You don't want to have a stroller and or have to leave stuff everywhere or if you're going to be going to the splash park for part of the day, because you probably brought a change of clothes and towels and you don't want to be lugging this stuff around. So they have lockers for $10 or $15, and we chose a larger locker. I just asked the lady based on the size of my bags, and she recommended a large, and she was totally correct. We wouldn't have had room if we had the smaller one. It was $15. I paid it with a credit card, and they put a special wristband on. The wristband has a code, like a barcode. And so everybody in our family had a wristband so that they can open our lockers. Not that the kids needed to go to the lockers by themselves because they're so young, but they did get a kick out of opening the lockers with their little wristbands. So anyway, we did that. We got that in advance. And so we immediately said, okay, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to find the lockers because then we can get rid of the stuff. But before that, because of the wonderful tips from the Louisville Family Fun readers, I immediately went and found the height check station. So right when you walk in on the right, you can go by your locker if you think you're going to need a locker. And then you can go to the right and continue. And on your right, there's going to be a little station with people lined up, especially early on in the day. They have a height checker. And so what they do is for the little kids, especially if it's not obvious how tall they are, like for my kids, they line them up, they take their height with a little pole, they see how high they are, how tall they are, and they give them a colored wristband to denote their height so that it's easier when you go on the rides and you have, it says purple, they know she's tall enough to go on this ride or whatever color it is. Now, I will note that even though they did that, most of the people at the ride, the people checking people at the rides, and the staff did measure them anyway. So, I mean, it wasn't that big of a deal, but I felt better getting them checked and letting them know, hey, look, you're tall enough to go on those big rides. And then right then and there as well, there was one of the many, many, many sunscreen stations. So they have these little kiosks where they have these large pumps of 30 SPF sunscreen. And so we just took a moment, applied the sunscreen, got that all. My kids are used to that. You know, if we're going to the pool or anything that you have to stop, you have to, first thing, sunscreen. So we put sunscreen all over. Everyone went to the bathroom and then we went on our way. There are lockers right there at the beginning, but we decided that we would put the stuff in the lockers in the Splash and Safari because that was where we were going to change. And let me just tell you, you go and you use your map, you find the Splash and Safari, which is, none of this stuff is really that far away. You look at the map and you think it's huge. It is totally walkable. Anyway, we found the Splash and Safari really, really quick. And I ran down there with my daughter. We picked a locker and we put all of our stuff in the locker and met back up in the 4th of July area with my husband and son and started the rides. It was really wonderful, well worth the $15 to not have to carry all of that stuff around because my husband and I were on and off with the kids and just not to have all, because the towels are heavy and stuff. So it was really, really great. So we jumped right into it. We went on rides. We decided because the day we went, it was not that hot in the morning. So we didn't want to do the Splash and Safari because it wasn't hot enough. Which in retrospect, just like all the tips and everybody in LouisvilleFamilyFun.net on the Facebook page said, the Splash and Safari gets busier in the afternoon. They are totally correct. But there was really nothing we could do about it on the day that we chose to go because it was in the low 70s in the morning and we weren't going to go in the splash park first. It was a beautiful day, however, to ride on some of the rides. So we went on the rides right away. There are kiddie rides. How Holiday World works is it's not like, oh, there's one kiddie section or there's one adult section or there's one. You know, the only real distinction is there are amusement rides and then there's Splash and Safari. So there is a distinct, you know, kind of change in that because of also the clothing. You know, they don't want you walking around in your bathing suit in the amusement park ride area, but you would walk around in your bathing suit or bare feet or whatever in a Splash and Safari. So there is a distinct change there. But the rest, the amusement park section, it's Holiday World. So it's broken up into different Holiday Worlds. There are different holidays. There's the Halloween section, 4th of July, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. Okay, so you look on the map and you have those different areas. In those areas, there's a little bit of everything for somebody. So in each of the areas, there's dining, there are kiddie rides, there are treats. There are games, there are big roller coasters. And so you can visit the different themes and find something for everybody. So we, because of just the location, we started off at the 4th of July area because we were coming back out of the Splash and Safari. And the kids loved it. There were hardly any lines for the kiddie rides anywhere we went in the whole park. Never had to wait online for, say, more than 5 minutes the whole day for the kiddie rides. They tend to be pretty short. There's less people. You know, it's only the little kiddies that are riding them. They don't have the adults. And so there really was no issue with the lines, which is wonderful because, you know, kids get antsy on the lines. And so they went on little boats. They went on little airplane things. They went up and down. They rode on carousels. It was really, really nice to have all of the options. It is very, very friendly to the little kids. Whereas I think growing up, the amusement parks that I remember were just like huge, huge roller coasters. I don't remember this many options for little kids. Okay, so we traveled around. Some people would maybe plan it out a little bit more, but we just kind of wandered. We let the kids dictate, oh, I want to go that way, or I want to go this way. I want to try that. So we went on a bunch of rides at the beginning. We went to the Christmas land. We went to the Halloween, and we went to 4th of July. Throughout the day, we were there for the whole day. We actually never even went to the Thanksgiving area. So that tells you just how much there is to do at Holiday World, because we spent a lot of time in the amusement park area and only really did three of the holidays. And then we went to the Splash and Safari. And so there's definitely, you know, you could definitely spend more than one day there. Or if you got a season pass, there'd be enough to kind of just do a little bit of each time you go, rather than feeling the pressure to say, go at, you know, make sure you get everything, because that's more stressful. So I just gave up on that. Kind of halfway through the day, I was like, we're not going to do this whole park. Let's just let the kids pick what they want to do. So there were some rides that, what I liked about it is my daughter is not yet 48 inches. So whenever my son wanted to go on something that was kind of like a big person ride, I would go with him, and then my husband would be able to find something nearby for my daughter to do, because everything's kind of intermixed. The kids' favorite, because my kids are 4 and 6, there was this one area, if you go in and you walk toward the right, and you, I'm going to try to look up the name for you, because I can't recall it off the bat. It's called, okay, here it is. It's called Holly Dogs Funtown. So you come in and you just continue walking straight, and you walk through 4th of July, and then you walk back to Holly Dogs Funtown. It's actually a part of it that you can see when you're coming off of the highway and you make that left and you drive back toward Holiday World. You can see it there. And my kids love that. If you have little kids, it is perfect little space, because it has one little area for food. It has a train that goes around. It has a kid roller coaster, you know, that to my 4-year-old, she thought it was just enormous. They had just enough rides, but they had a wonderful playground that was really intriguing to the kids. And they had a small, simple splash area. So if you have little kids, you definitely make sure you see that Holly Dogs Funtown. I would not pass that up if you have little kids. Because when you get back to, say you want to get them wet and stuff and they're hot, when you get back to Splash and Safari, it can be very crowded. But this Holly Dogs Funtown has a little spray ground where they can cool off, and even you can cool off if you wanted to. And it's not going to be as crowded as back in Splash and Safari, but they can still run through the spray ground and have fun. So I wanted to make sure I mentioned that I really, really like that. Now, when it came time for lunch, we decided to just do totally casual. So right at the front, we walked back to the Christmas area, because it was also right after we wanted to make sure we saw the Santa's. We wanted to see Santa's story time. And so we were just kind of in the middle of the day, we were hanging out in the Christmas area. Right in the Christmas area, there is a big, by the Raven, which is one of the big roller coasters, really thrill-seeking roller coasters. My son went on that. And while he was on that, we were able to see the dive show. And because we were online, and it's right next to him. The dive show was really fun to watch, and it was really smart of me to watch the dive show while online, because we were accomplishing two things at once. And the Raven was definitely one of the longer lines that I waited on because it's one of those big roller coasters everybody wants to go on. While we were on that, really nearby, there was in the Christmas area, there was a high concentration of kiddie rides, and my daughter just went crazy. My husband did it with her, and there's about 6 to 8 rides, and she just went on and on and on and on and on and over them because there was no lines on them at all. So when we got done with the Raven, my son loved it at his 48 inches, his first roller coaster ride ever. Such a fun, thrilling ride. We went on that ride. We met up with them at the kiddie area. He went on a couple more rides, and then we went to the Santa stage, which is in the Christmas area. And Santa, you sit down, they put the kids on the stage, Santa comes out, they sing holiday music, he reads a story, they sing more songs, and then all of the kids get to sit on Santa's lap and get a small little gift. And my kids have still been holding on to their little reindeer and a little stuffed Santa that they got there. So it was perfect to just walk outside after that, and we went to the conveniently located dining area in the Christmas. Now, everyone told me on Louisville Family Fun, and I'm sorry I did not take their advice, to eat in the Thanksgiving area, but we were just so right there, and I said, you know what, clearly there's enough stuff to do. I'm going to be back here at Holiday World some other time, so I'll just go to Thanksgiving next time. So we just walked across from the Santa thing, the Santa stage, and we ate at the kind of fast foodish dining area of the Christmas themed part of the park. And the food in this area and a lot of the fast foodie type, I compared them. They all offer your standard fare that you would expect: hamburgers and chicken and pizza and stuff like that. So we, for the convenience of it was getting a little crowded for lunchtime. So I said, you know what, let's just order the family meal deal. They had a family meal deal of pizza. It was with tax and everything is about $30. And it was a big, big pizza, huge pizza that we did not finish at all, but almost, because we were hungry. It came with cookies. You could choose French fries or breadsticks. So it was a lot of food for $30. And of course, with their Pepsi stuff all over the park, the drinks were free, and you can just, they have fill up stations. It is hysterical. I thought it was hysterical. They have little huts where you just, like, they have an in and out, and you go in, you get your soda, you come out. So that was really great too throughout the day, and I'll talk about that more in a second. But anyway, we ate, we went to the bathroom, got all settled and digested, and we were able to, you know, go back on some more rides and explore. But there are eating areas all over the town of Christmas, 4th of July, Thanksgiving, Halloween, food everywhere, even in the Splash and Safari. So by now, it's about midway through the day, and we were trying to decide, should we go to the Splash Park now, or should we ride some rides? So we rode a few more rides because the kids were having so much fun. The last thing we did was the Raging Rapids. Super, super fun. You do get a lot of wet. You get really wet. And so I wouldn't recommend going on that and then taking off your clothes and switching into the bathing suits, because I had to pack up all my wet clothes from the Raging Rapids in the locker, and it was kind of gross for having to put them back on. So if you go on the Raging Rapids, you should probably go on that and then walk around some more so your clothes can dry off a little bit, and you won't, if you get changed, you won't have like wet clothes to pack up and put back on later after the Splash and Safari. So Holiday World, so far our day was going really, really well. They, like I said, you can stop in. They have free beverages and free sunscreen everywhere, which made it really convenient for families, because when I go up places like this, that's the number one thing of the kids. I'm so thirsty. I'm thirsty. I'm thirsty. I'm thirsty. They don't usually beg that much for food, but my kids are always begging for something to drink. And I'll have you know, the stuff is all, you know, pretty much pop or whatever, but they, in most of the stations, they had things like Gatorade. They had a diet green tea option. So it wasn't, they had lemonade and things like that. It wasn't all just soda. So it was Pepsi products, but it wasn't all soda. So in case you were thinking, oh, my kid is just going to be drinking soda all day, they do have some other options. And so we weren't drinking soda all day. So then from there, after our last trip down the Raging Rapids, we decided to go to Splash and Safari. And let me just tell you, holy cow, so many people at Splash and Safari. So during the summer, in the later afternoon, be prepared for crowds at Splash and Safari. So I now totally 100% believe and appreciate what everyone said on Louisville Family Fun. If you go there and it's hot enough in the morning, it was not hot enough when I went there, but if you go there and it's hot enough in the morning, you should go to Splash and Safari first, because there will be less people and the lines will be shorter. It's be easier to track everybody. But anyway, when you go in, you'll see just like tons and tons and tons of lockers. So we got our locker. And of course, if you didn't rent it at the beginning, there are stations there to like rent everything. Okay. There's also places where you can get holly cash, money loaded onto your bracelet, because then you don't have to carry, if you're going in water park, you don't want to be carrying around your wallet. So you can load holly cash. And the holly cash, as long as you have under $50 left at the end, you can get it reimbursed at the guest services. So it's not like, oh gosh, I have to use up all this money. I also noticed that in the Splash and Safari, right when you walked in the first aid area, they do have a building denoted for moms. So if you need a nurse, you want to come in, chill out on a hot day, nurse, or you need your child just needs a moment or something, you have an infant, they have an area dedicated there right at the entrance of the Splash and Safari. So we got changed. The changing areas were pretty crowded, like I was talking about, because it was the afternoon. And then we just started going. Unfortunately, the kids did not go on a lot of the bigger tube rides because the lines were so long that by the end of the day, the kids were like, you know, they're only 4 and 6. They were losing their patience with lines. They just said, can we just go swim? You know, so we did find all of the areas where the kids could, you know, there was one place called Kima Bay or something like that. Yeah, Kima Bay, I think it was called, where there was it was enclosed. So you go in there with your kid. There was seating for the parents. And then there was just lots. It was one of those things you climb up. It's like a playground with water and little slides. And they had a really fun time in there for a while. And then we decided to venture over to Safari Sam's Splash Land. That was their favorite. Basically, it was a very, very shallow pool, like less than 2 feet, and just slides along a whole line, lots and lots of slides. And the slides were very, very kid-friendly. There were little kids going through the slides, and my children love that. They could have spent all day at this Safari Sam Splash Slam. Then my son said, before I go, I want to do one ride. So in the splash, it was getting late in the day. The clouds were rolling in. We thought there were going to be an afternoon shower. So we went back. We chose the Wildebeest. And that was a very long line. But my son said he wanted to do it. And I, you know, he had waited in some longer lines at the Raven. I explained to him and he said, okay, I still want to do it. So my husband and daughter stayed at the wave pool that was right there. They have two wave pools at Holiday World Splash and Safari. And my son and I waited on the line at the Wildebeest. And that was so much fun. I think that was his favorite ride of the whole thing. He was just at the height requirement. He just had so much fun with the water, just going through the tunnels, and it was so fast and the water spraying everywhere. And he thought that was super awesome. So we had a really good time. So I think if we go back and we go in the morning, he would really love all of the different, you know, the Hyena Falls and all of the different ones with tubes and the big rafts and stuff. So I definitely recommend, and again, in Splash and Safari, they had places to eat, places to hang out, two wave pools, lots and lots. It's huge. You could spend one whole day at the amusement park and one whole day at Splash and Safari if you do the whole 2-day thing. So I just wanted to do a quick little podcast about Holiday World because I always hear about it. I had never been. Like I said, a lot of people had all their opinions on the Louisville Family Fun Facebook page when I asked about it. So I wanted to make sure that I just kind of gave my take on my little visit. We had a really great time. The only thing that marred the day was somewhat out of their control. You know, all of a sudden it started to rain and there was a little claps of thunder and stuff. Some storms were developing. So we were like, okay, we'll leave. Well, guess what? Thousands of people were leaving as well. And so that kind of, you know, ended the day on a sour note because we sat in the parking lot for a while trying to get out. They did have people directing traffic out at the entrance, but you know, there's tons and tons of cars trying to get out the same way, and it took a while. So luckily, before we left, we went into one of the bakeries and we picked up little treats for the kids to have in the car, and they were kind of calm anyway because they were tired from the end of the day, and we just all hung out in the car. But so that was it. But normally, I think on a normal day, people would trickle out at different times. But be aware that if you leave when everyone else is leaving, you're going to have a little bit of a wait there getting out of Holiday World. But the drive home was fine, and it was just easy to get there, easy to get home. It was a great day. We spent it, like I said, we got discount tickets at about $100, which was a really great deal through the radio station. And then we spent $15 for a locker, $30 for lunch, a bunch of treats. We had ice cream, like the red and blue ice cream in the 4th of July area, and my son got a little cake ball and some fudge and a cookie. And so we didn't pay for drinks the whole time. And we did not eat dinner there, because what I did was I packed a cooler, and on the drive home, we had some food in the cooler to save money. So all in all, with gas and everything, it was sub $200. We had a wonderful day. And, in the replace of going to traveling further and spending even more money because we had to stay overnight somewhere, it was pretty reasonable for a Holiday World trip. I think we did pretty well. And so I encourage everyone, if you have the money to spend or you've saved up and you want to do something extra special, or especially if you have tweens or teens, Holiday World is really fun. I do think you get a lot for your ticket price. I do think it was a great day. My kids had a blast, and we'll definitely go back. So make sure you follow LouisvilleFamilyFun.net. If we ever see discounts, we'll let you know. Also, we're just always looking for family-friendly things to do, whether they do have a ticket price of nearly $50 or whether they're free, and we'll let you know about it. But always tune in to Louisville.am as well, and we'll talk to you again next week.